In this next section, we're going to talk about what's known as the be-do-have cycle. This cycle I've seen talked about in many different areas and many different books and programs, so I'm not actually sure who first came up with it. If you know, please let me know, because I would like to provide correct attribution in the future. The be-do-have cycle is a really powerful concept about how we actually create and manifest our reality. And it's interesting that the way that society conditions us to think about life in the universe is exactly the opposite of what's true. So what is the be-do-have cycle? Well, the truth about the universe is that everything flows from being. Everything in your life flows from who you are, from your beingness. And who you are, that is your beingness, attracts to you through the law of attraction the things that you do. And the things that you do then attract to you through the law of attraction the things that you have. Therefore, being leads to doing, leads to having. This is the truth of the universe. However, society and the media in particular tell us just the opposite. In particular, our advertising industry tells us that we have to have something, their latest new product, in order to do something, in order to be something. So, for example, you may have belief systems that tell you that you have to have a lot of money so you can go on vacation and be relaxed, or that you have to have a very attractive partner so you can get married and be happy, or that you have to have a successful company so that, you know, you can go and run this company and get lots of prestige and be contented and be successful. Well, you know what? That's not true. That's the opposite of the truth of the universe. Having does not lead to doing, does not lead to being, at least not in the long term. The real truth of the universe is that being leads to doing, leads to having. Abraham Lincoln said something along the lines of, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." That statement is wonderful. It reflects this underlying truth. Why? Because there's no prerequisite to being. If you wish to be happy, all you need to do is simply choose being happy. There's nothing you need to do, and there's nothing you need to have to be happy. And the same goes for being contented, or healthy, or relaxed, or anything else. Whatever you wish to be, you can simply choose to be it. No prerequisite, no preconditions, nothing. Just be it. And then once you have chosen to be something, you will then naturally, without any further effort on your part, do things that reflect what you're being. So, for example, if you choose to be happy, you will tend to naturally and easily, without any effort, do happy things. And when you're doing happy things, you will then tend to attract happy things into your life, and you will have happy things. And that's the natural cycle of creation. Being leads to doing, leads to having. Now, you may be saying, hey, it can work the opposite way. For example, if I have money, that lets me go buy a car, right? And that makes me happy. Now, it is true that you can run this cycle backwards, and it will give you some results. However, it's a deceptive trap, and it's dangerous. The difference being that if you run the cycle backwards, if you start with having, and have having lead to doing, and doing lead to being, you create what in engineering we call a negative feedback cycle. That means that each time you run the cycle, you need more and more input to get the same amount of output. And so if you're using money to be happy, each time you run this cycle, you're going to need more and more and more money to be happy. For example, let's say you have no money at all. You're totally broke. If you have no money at all, and then you get a job that pays you $1,000 a month, that will make you happy at first, right? Because that's a change in the right direction. But you know what? After not very long, you're going to get used to that. And making $1,000 a month is no longer going to make you happy. You're going to need more money to get happy. You're going to need $2,000 a month. And then you're going to get accustomed to that. And you're going to need $3,000 and $5,000 and $10,000. And it's never ending. You'll always need more and more and more money to get the same amount of happiness. That's a negative feedback cycle. It's unstable. It is not sustainable. To give a different metaphor, imagine that you want to get happy by drinking beer. This can work to a limited extent. Let's say that you go and you drink 3 beers and you get a nice buzz on. That will make you happy. In this case, having something, Three beers lets you to do something, which is to drink them, that lets you be something, which is happy. But you know what? That buzz is going to wear off. And if you want to get happy again by drinking beers, you need to drink more beers. And if you do this for several times in a row, you're going to develop a tolerance to it. And you're going to need four beers, and then five beers, and six beers, and increasingly more and more and more to get that same amount of happiness. That's a negative feedback cycle. And guess what? At some point, you're going to become an alcoholic. You're going to be drinking all the time, and it's not going to make you happy anymore. And you're going to have a terrible crash. And that's what happens when you try to run the cycle of creation backwards. If you focus on having and doing to create your being, you will at best get a temporary fix. It's like a drug effect, and it can't last, and you're going to need more and more and more of it. And at some point, you're going to crash and burn, because you won't be able to get more and more and more of it. This is exactly why so many young people who are sports stars or movie stars or rock stars burn out and screw up their lives, because they run the cycle backwards. They have incredible wealth and success and fame that allows them to run the cycle backwards and use their wealth and success to create happiness for themselves. But again, it's a negative feedback cycle, so they need more and more and more of it. And at some point, there's just not enough left. There's just not more, more, more success, wealth, and fame. And there's a terrible crash. And so if you want to really have a prosperous and happy and productive life in a sustainable way, you have to run the cycle in the correct direction. You have to start with being. Be that which you choose to be. If you wish to be happy, just be happy. There's nothing you need to do or have in order to be happy. If you want to be relaxed or contented or loved, you simply have to be that experience. And you will, through the law of attraction, naturally draw to you the things that support it. And if you do this in the right direction, it's a positive feedback cycle. It is sustainable. And not only is it sustainable, it will get stronger over time. And so if you choose to be a happy person, you will naturally do happy things and have happy things in your life. And you will then become even happier and do more happy things and have more happy things. And so that is a sustainable cycle. We see this in the wisdom of some of our great teachers. Gandhi said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." This is exactly what he's talking about, because that which you embody, that which you are, you will create and manifest through the law of attraction. And so, if you really wish to create in your life, don't think you have to do something or have something first. Don't say, well, this has to change. I have to make a lot of money. I have to live in a different place. You know, I have to be married, or I have to have children, or I have to be divorced. None of that is true. Those are all just excuses made up by your mind. Know that whatever you wish to be, you can simply choose to be that now. And that is by far the most powerful way to achieve exactly that which you wish to have in your life. Let's give you one more example to round out this section. Let's say you want to be a millionaire. You want to have $1 million. Well, guess what happens if you believe that you have to have $1 million before you can act like a millionaire and be a millionaire? You're going to be waiting for a really long time. Why is that? Because you're running the cycle backwards. Instead, you need to act and be that millionaire right now. And you've probably heard this before from other wealth-building gurus and consciousness teachers. This is the truth. You have to act as if. And so if you wish to be a millionaire, you need to simply be a millionaire right now. Act like a millionaire. Think like a millionaire. Do everything that millionaire person would do. Now, in case you're wondering, that does not include going around and spending tons of money. Why? Because rich people and millionaires live on a budget, and they're conscious of their money, and they don't spend more than they can afford to. Because if they did, they wouldn't be millionaires for very long, now would they? And so if you wish to be a millionaire, you need to start thinking and acting like a millionaire right now. You start with the being. You have the belief system, and you know that you are a millionaire. Then you start doing the things that reflect that beingness. You do millionaire things. You think like a millionaire. That will then cause you to attract, through the law of attraction, to have the things in your life that reflect being a millionaire, namely $1 million. I hope this was a very enlightening section for you. Go forward, achieve wealth, success, and prosperity, and enjoy.